Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie Burton. If you have been told that your blood work is normal, yet you feel awful, well, this is the place for you. Because whether you have a diagnosis or not, I'm going to teach you how to turn those normal labs into real answers, healing, and hope. So grab your blood work. Come join me. Here we go.
Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie. If you've been around for a while, you know I love to talk blood work. If you're new, I still love to talk blood work. I love to turn normal labs into answers, healing, and hope. But before we can get into the numbers, we need to realize how powerful our mind is. Now, I received a message probably about a year ago from an individual who suffers, it's a continual basis, but it's postpartum depression and it's extreme. And she had in her mind, she went off about the story she told me. And I'm a great listener. However, I know that when you repeat the same story over and over and over again, your body knows no difference. Your brain is so powerful that one of the most simplest steps you can take in your healing journey is to simply believe you can get better and to stop repeating the old story. Okay, so she goes off in this message, she goes off about how her body can't heal. She feels like she's going crazy and she's tried everything else. Nothing's working. She's never going to heal. She's never going to get better. Blah, 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 blah. If that's what you're telling your body, that's going to be your reality. If that's what you're telling your brain, that's going to be your reality. Your brain is so powerful that you can literally use it to start healing and to get pretty far along in your journey. Okay, so this was going to be a short episode today because I want you to understand just how powerful your mind really is. I want you to get into that scenario of you starting to tell your body that it heals easily. Start telling your body that you have a lot of energy. I don't even care if you believe it or not. Just start with the mind. There's a book called Think and Grow Rich. I had no idea what that really meant until I got at a certain point in my entrepreneur journey and realized we are our own blocks. We get in our own way all the time. And the only way to get out of it is to start changing our minds. What do we think about? How do we talk? How are we acting? Who are the people that we're surrounded by? What are we listening to? If you're going to the dinner table and you're talking about how terrible your day was, now you feel awful and you're doing that over and over and over and over again, your body knows no different because that's what your brain is telling it. You can literally think your way into going rich. You can literally think your way into healing. You know, I wear the exact same size of clothes I did in high school. And I'm postpartum, 3 kids. I have a 6-month-old baby right now. Is my stomach and my abs the same? No. But every time after a pregnancy is concluded, I reiterate in my head to my body, weight falls off me easily. I haven't done anything radical. I have a pretty healthy lifestyle overall, but it's not like 90% of my colleagues who are gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, soy-free, like I'm a real human, okay? So before you go jumping on the next supplement, before you go jumping on the next treatment plan, if your brain is not on board, you ain't going to get anywhere. If you don't honestly, truly believe that you're going to heal, it ain't going to go anywhere. Your brain is powerful. Your mind is powerful. Start using it in a way that's going to help you achieve those goals. You know, when I get told by someone who says that they are, you know, on disability, if that's the story you believe, that's your terminal illness, then that will be your terminal illness. But I guarantee you there are people out there who have been put on disability who powered their mind, flipped the story in their head and said, I might be this way now. This is not how I'm going to live forever. But it started with a belief. It started with a desire. So whatever story you're telling yourself, it's going to be the story of your life until you start telling yourself a different story. You might think I'm crazy, that the only way is to try it. Try it out. See what happens. What's the worst thing that can happen? You start thinking differently. You start acting differently. You start putting different things in your mind. Do supplements help? Yeah, they do. But I hit roadblocks every single time when somebody is like not in their head the correct way. So please tell yourself a different story. Use the power of your mind and start changing your life. And then deep down, you have to have this desire. You have to have this true belief that you're worthy of having a healthy, abundant, vibrant life. There are so many little things along the way that we hear as a child growing up, that we hear throughout our adult life, that we hear like even in teenagers. You know, we're constantly bombarded with how life should look, or if you were surrounded by someone who was sick, you know, that their story starts to infiltrate on everybody. So be careful about what you're putting into your mind. Be careful about what you're saying in your own mind and start changing right now. Weight falls off me easily. I could heal. I am healing. You know, there's a whole bunch of potential opportunities out there. You just have to go find them. 50 powerful healing affirmations. Let's do this one by Nadia Colburn. These are not things I'm very good at creating off the top of my head. I'm very good at other things because that's what I had to do for myself. But for as far as healing ones, here we go. Ready? Listen to these and internalize them. My body is a miracle. My body is part of the natural world and a unique and beautiful sacred creation to cherish. My body and my soul inter are. I thank my body for breathing. I thank my eyes for seeing and my ears for hearing, my nose for smelling and my tongue for tasting, my body for feeling and my mind for thinking. If any of my senses don't work, I thank my other senses for doing all the amazing work they do to help me be a person in the world. I thank my heart for beating. I thank all my organs, in whatever state they are in, for keeping my whole system going without me even needing to think about it. I thank my immune system for protecting me. My body loves me and wants to keep me alive and healthy. My body is always doing the very best it can. My body is deserving of love, comfort, protection, and rest. My body is vital and able to heal itself. My body knows how to rest and renew. My body is strong and wise. I love my body and I know that my body is made of love. I love my sexuality and my sense of touch and excitement. I love being a person in the world. I am beautiful on the outside and on the inside. I am worthy of full appreciation and care. I am enough as I am. I am deeply and inextricably connected to the good in the world. I am always growing and learning. I don't need to compare myself. I am made of love. I embrace my full emotional range, all of my feelings, and give them time and space to exist freely within me without needing to judge them or act on them. I am big enough to feel my full range of emotional experience without being ruled by my emotions. I am full of light and space. I am able to create new possibilities and change. I am not defined by my past or the past of my ancestors or teachers. I am able to shape the direction I want to go in. I love myself. I am worthy of love and am loved. I am able to give profound love and am a creature of endless abundance. Creativity is meaningful, important, and valued. Everyone is a creative being. I am a creative being. There is unlimited creative energy. I tap into that well of unlimited creative potential. I can create, make change, and express whatever I want to express. I am able to make beautiful, powerful works of art. I appreciate my own creative life and production, and others appreciate it too. I appreciate others' creative work. I honor the creative life as a sacred and worthy of attention and support. I love what I create. I love who I am. My creative life and achievements are part of a wide community and tradition of creative production. People care for and support one another. Our environment is precious. My body is precious. Our environment is strong and resilient. My body is strong and resilient. I am working towards healing and health. My body is vital. Each part of my body is a reminder of the natural world and how it works with wonder. We can use our wisdom to work together with the environment around us. We are part of a vibrant, miraculous world that supports well-being and vitality. Okay, simple statements like that. They just start to rewire your brain, starts to rewire your life. Seriously. I didn't realize how powerful this was until I started doing it myself with my own entrepreneur journey and roadblocks I was hitting. And then I can incorporate these same exact tools, the same exact philosophies into health. There's only a certain aspect of me wanting to listen to you, me wanting to just allow you to continue to tell the same story over and over and over again. Please stop. That's why I'm not really a big fan of counseling. Because when you go to counseling, you tell the same story over and over and over again. Tell your mind something different, and then you'll start to believe it, and then it will start to become reality. So, your mind is powerful. Use it wisely.
Hey, if you're new here, welcome aboard. If you're coming back, welcome back. I'm coming back as well. In fact, we're going to have new episodes every Wednesday right here on the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. If you love what you just listened to and love what you've been listening to, I would be honored to have you leave a review. Leave it on the place where you listen to your podcast so that way more people can find this podcast and get answers from their blood work as well. I'm Dr. Kylie, and I'll see you next week.